Doug Blex, who joins us on the line. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
How you doing?
Hey, doing well. Good to have you on board here today. And I know that as we always like to start off here, if the month cooperates, that is having a look at those revenue numbers. And I know you've got an update on that for us.
Yes, May revenue was actually good, very good, 6.4% above the estimate. And about 7% above the same time in May in 2025 a year ago. So kind of breaking that down, individual income tax collections were 16.7% above the revenue estimate and 16.8% above a year ago. So the only thing that was down was corporate income tax collection. It was 35.2% below and about 44% from a year ago. But and combined sales, retail sales, and compensating use tax were just slightly above the estimate, 0.3%, tenths of percent. So, and that's about the same, a little bit up from a year ago. So revenue reports in the state of Kansas is doing well. It's an election, getting to coming up on election year, and everybody likes to take credit for what they've done, and we'll just see how those numbers hold. But right now, it's good, positive information for the people of Kansas.
Fantastic. Well, good to hear that report there. And just moving on, I know that you have a little bit of information to share with us here today on the Kansas Water Task Force, kind of a history of that and kind of where we're going.
Well, yeah, we created that through the Ag Committee a year ago, and basically that group is designed to make recommendations to the legislature as to for a final action on dealing with our water problems across the state, western Kansas, the aquifer depletion, and certainly eastern Kansas, reservoir sedimentation and old age issues there. So water in Kansas is very complicated. When the House Bill 2302 was introduced, it really provided some added incentives to fund water and dedicate water funding in the state, which was a first historic, never been done. And one of the reasons that water is so complicated is we have multiple state agencies that actually govern water. For example, Kansas Water Authority is a statutory agency, and they're responsible for the actual water plan for the state of Kansas. And they collect fees from municipal and industrial users, and that money goes into promoting water use, conservation, I mean, you name it. And under that Kansas Water Office, we have the Kansas Water Authority, which is an advisory board of 13 members that was created in 1981. And they advise the Kansas Water Officer, and those members are appointed by the governor and heads of some of the legislature offices. And then they have the regional advisory committees called RAC, which I'm actually a member of the Verdigris. There's 14 of those. They are similar to the water drainage districts. And they're volunteers that basically meet about four times a year, and they advise the water authority and on up to the water office as to what the local problems may be. It kind of an added local touch, and so it gets complicated. And I've served on the regional advisory committees for probably 12-14 years, and we get together and we do some good work, and other times maybe we have people on there that may not have the ability to really quite understand the technical issues that goes in. So the two proposals, they met on June 28th, the first meeting, and they would actually try to do a Department of Natural Resources process, which would be to combine the DWR, which is Division of Water Resources, and they're actually in the Kansas Department of Ag, And they deal with the permitting of dams and water allocations, big time out, particularly in the western, and irrigation issues. And then the Kansas Water Office, which has the responsibility now for the state water plan. And then the Bureau of Water, which is under Kansas Department of Health and Environment, and they are actually involved in water quality. So as you can see, we've got a confluence of different agencies. And even when I was pretty instrumental in getting 2302, I talked to all the heads of agencies, and I said, you guys better work together and make this work, because I understood that we had three agencies that had to divide those funds up and prioritize them, and sometimes we get turf battles, and that isn't always good. So the meeting, there'll be a Zoom meeting on the June 11th that will actually discuss these options, and one would be to discontinue the Kansas Water Authority and the RAC, those 14 of those, so, and maybe use a consult meeting to determine the final approach to water issues and plans. And that would be real similar to what KDOT uses, to where they actually utilize the state experts to design the roads, and then they get local input about, we have meetings, they have about four meetings a year, one coming up here in Labette County in Altamont in the near future. And they discuss, get local input from concerned citizens, county commissioners, city commissioners about road traffic and all that. However, there is a difference in the issue because the fact that water in the state of Kansas is privately owned, as opposed to where our roads are publicly owned. And so we got a little bit of a complexity there to kind of work through. So as you can see and hear, that water is a very complicated issue across multiple issues. And they're trying, this water task force will make some recommendations. And there has been a compromise proposal prepared that, the regional advisory, those 14 of those committees, would be replaced by four regional, what's called planning commission, and they would be staffed by technical and agency experts that really know water, know some of the issues, and then they would actually, Kansas Water Authority would be replaced, and there'd be some legislators and reps from the governor's office on that particular compromise, which is actually not, even though a lot of legislators don't have the technical expertise in water, bottom line of it is it has to go through the political process of getting funding, which is going to involve legislators and the governor's office. And then they would probably, that compromise, they would actually, the local input would be through consult meetings. And a lot of conflict. A lot of people believe that the grassroots approach, using the RACs, getting local problems going up the line, is probably the best. However, having served on that in the legislature for 10 years, you know, you get a lot of issues where people may not understand fully the whole compromise of and how things need to be dealt with if they don't have the background and the expertise. For example, if your background's in insurance and you're voting on a water bill, you may not have the best knowledge about the vote. So hopefully we can get something worked out. Like I say, those meetings coming up June the 23rd and 24th will be in Topeka, and they'll hopefully be able to come up with a recommendation that'll work out.
Very good. We're speaking with State Representative Doug Blex here on the Mighty 690. We have a couple more minutes, sir, and I know that there's been a little bit of update here about the access to some voting records there with the Kansas Legislature's website.
Well, the website, matter of fact, I got on it a month or so ago and was checking some things, and I didn't even recognize it. So there's been some revamp, and It's got a new face and new pictures, but they're trying to make it more user-friendly. And if people will go on kslegislature.gov, KS as in Kansas, legislature.gov, you can get access. And with the primary coming up in August, you can look at each of the individual legislatures that are currently running and serving, and you can look at their voting record. And you can click on, for example, District 12, which is my district, and a district profile will come up, which tells the population. Right now, House District 12 has 23,135 people in it. And you can get a race profile. You can get an age profile, male, female, a lot of really good information. So it tells you I have 19 school districts in House District 12, and it tells you a lot of data there. And that obviously that comes from the census. And then you can have a district map, which shows the outlines of the district. And then if you want to know how your legislature voted, there's a 2025 voting record and a 2026 voting record. And I checked on mine, and I had, in 2025, I had 352 roll call votes, which is final action. And then in 2026, I had 398. So and how that process works, usually the day before we actually do final action, we will have a voice vote, and that's when the debate about a particular bill and or amendments come on. And then usually the next preceding day, then we will actually not debate the bill. We'll just push a button, red or green, for yes or no, and that becomes final action. So all that information is on that kansaslegislature.gov. And so if you're interested in knowing how your people are voting and what they represent, all that information is there.
Fantastic. Well, sounds like a good resource. Hope the listeners might be able to check that out, sir. Always running up against the clock, but we do appreciate it. Anything else as we wrap up today?
Well, like I say, the August primary is coming around. Be fairly quick. Filing deadline's over. You have, I understand, there's like 250 candidates for the 125 House seats. I'm not running again, but I have a replacement that's coming in there. So do your research on people. It's important to be informed, and voting is a privilege, and we're blessed to be able to do it in our great country. And may God bless the United States and certainly the great state of Kansas.
All right, sir. Well, we always appreciate talking to you. We'll do it a few more times here before your time is up. And again, thanks so much for joining us today.
All right, thank you.
All right, that is State Representative Doug Blex, who joins us the first Friday, that is, of the month here. We'll talk with him next month. We do have coming up our Ask the Expert segment with Skank Insurance.